Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and folks, we are broadcasting as usual from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. The day of the eclipse. If this is our last show, you'll know what happened to us. Oh, who knows? With all the conspiracy theories going around, you never know, right? No, folks, we are located inside Renaissance Bank. And if you're looking for a bank that's big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but they're small enough to deliver their services in a personal way, that's what I've found at Renaissance. And certainly I've heard that feedback from the clients that I have referred to them. So if that's what you're looking for, that magic combination, and you can't find that at the big mega banks, and you know that if you're at one of those banks, go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices, and give them a call. Guess what? They answer the phone. Imagine that. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Pam Santora. Pam is with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Georgia Properties. I got it all.
I know. Very long name.
It's a long one. Yeah. Pam, we know what you do, but tell us a little bit more about, give us the intro to you and your work in the real estate market here in the Atlanta area.
I have been doing real estate for, it'll be 20 years, I think, in December. Mm-hmm. And it's a turning my life around. I was a computer science major, and we were in Pittsburgh, and I was Alcoa then. But basically, we moved around the country, and you've got the kids, and what are you going to do? And every time you try to start over, it was too hard for my husband and I to be both corporate. It was too hard to get back for the kids.
Yeah.
My friend had a brokerage, and she told me I'd be good at this because I was good with people, and I had the computer experience that I could handle looking up everything and handling all the marketing and those kinds of things for houses. By the time I got my license, my friend Patsy, who had her own brokerage, became ill with breast cancer. Mm. And so she put me on this path, mm-hmm. and it's been a good path, and I love helping people.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the really good part about my job is you get to see the first time home buyer get in the house or someone that has been in a house for 40 years and the kids are gone and it's too big for them. They can't handle all the maintenance anymore. And then they either get into an orchard community or they go to senior living, or maybe they decide to move across the country near their kids. You get to see the happiness.
Right. Cool. Now, here's the thing. This skill of working with people and a background in computer science, those things don't really go together in the same package too often. So you're going to have to draw that out for us a little bit.
The computer skills are everything is, everything right now is computer oriented. So you're always looking up details and how many days on the market, how the average price of the house, all those kinds of things. What's your competition? And you also need to have the good marketing skills, not just marketing people that are going to do it for you, but to be able to put it out on social media, to get your product across, mm-hmm. and those kinds of aspects. So I wrote programs or I wrote those kinds of things when I worked. So for me, for something to change and somebody to say, oh, you can do this, if they show me, or at least I can find the directions,
yeah.
I can do it.
Uh-huh.
Where other people might be afraid to do it because of the computer background, and I can do it. And the computer background is really just following a, if you want to get something done, you have to figure out the steps to do it.
And the process.
You're supposed to be telling a machine that has no clue the process to do it, mm-hmm. in the right steps so you get it done. And real estate is a bunch of processes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't follow the right, you should never skip an inspection. You should always have an inspection on a house. And unless you're paying cash for a house, you want to have an appraisal, mm-hmm. because the lender is not going to lend you money. This bank will not lend you money if say you're buying a $700,000 house and it only appraises for $650,000. They don't want to give you more than $650,000. Okay.
Right.
That's logic.
we'll get some into that a little more, but you've been in Atlanta now for how long?
It'll be 30 years in October.
Okay, so you've been around a minute or two in the Atlanta market. So let's talk about the market in general and what you're seeing in this market. It's springtime, so we've got the issues around the seasonality of real estate, but then we've got the lack of supply.
It is a big lack of supply. We really do need more houses. There are a lot of people sitting on houses because they have a really low interest rate. And the average rate for the past 40 years is 7% interest rate. And that's about what it is right now. Mm-hmm. It's a little below or a little depending on your credit. And they don't want to get rid of that interest rate to do this. And some are just buying, they are buying another house and then they're renting out that one because they don't want to lose that value on their mortgage and that it is a good deal for them. But other people, if you do need to move, you're going to have to bite the bullet and do it. And we always say you marry the rate, you marry the house and you date the rate because you can, if it does go down, you can always refinance.
But some people I think are maybe married the house, to use your terminology, maybe don't want to. They're afraid to sell the house because they can't, they don't think they'll be able to find something else.
Right.
Right. And so they feel like they're locked in.
Yes, it is. It's very hard right now. And some people are actually, if they can afford it, are looking for the next property before they put theirs up for sale because the market is so tight with the homes. It's really sad that a young buyer, an average price to a townhome, just in this North Fulton kind of area, is like $500,000 for a young person.
Right.
That's a lot of money, depending on what they're doing and what they're making and how much down payment they can put on it.
Yeah. So how has this supply-demand construct, how does that affect the seasonality, the springtime seasonality, or does it? Or are those two separate issues?
It's basically, it just makes it harder. Because this is the market that most of the houses sell. Mm-hmm. They go on the market like from the first part of spring break all the way into probably the end of June or the beginning of July. Everybody wants to have, if you're going to change houses and you have children, especially in school, you want to have that house before school starts. And down here, school starts very early. Mm-hmm. It's not like up north where they start closer to Labor Day. We start the first and second weeks of August, no matter which county you're in. So most people want to have their kids ready and in the house.
Sure.
So they're looking and they're really trying to be a concerted effort to get either in whatever school district they want or the size house they want. They're milling down by that.
Santora is with us, folks. Pam is she's a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Georgia Properties. Boy, that's a long name.
It is a long name.
Yeah. But that's okay. So you're the co-author of a book called Difficult Aging in Place Conversations, What Industry Experts Have to Say. What you've got in this book is you and a bunch of other
experts
on aging in place are speaking from their own perspectives, you on real estate, others in other areas, on aging in place and all the issues around aging in place, correct?
And I talk a lot in my chapter about home safety tips. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff that I do to market a house really makes it senior safe, because when you're going through, whether I'm staging the house or a stager is, they're saying, well, there's too much furniture. You know what I mean? Get rid of some of the furniture. Maybe rugs are a tripping hazard. Make sure the stairs to come up to the house are nice and not a lot of pots on the steps. You can walk. It's easily walkable. The lights are good. Nothing that you can fall over. The baskets with the magazines are taken away. Those kinds of things. And I talk a lot about, I deal a lot in the senior market. I have a huge professional networking group called Senior Resource Alliance of North Atlanta. And I've learned so much from these professionals. We have in Georgia, and almost all the states have this, but Georgia, the GBI, has a separate section on elder fraud. And your local...
The GBI, you mean
Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
So we're talking about criminal here, folks.
Criminal.
Yeah.
And And the local branches of the police have a separate section on that. So I've had phone calls over, one was a woman that said her mother was being taken advantage of from a minister that was holding meetings in her house and things were disappearing, including money. So I directed her to the closest elder care attorney and to the police department for her to call so she would get help. Because basically that's fraud. It's not. And for a while there, and we did this with my own mom, my mother, we put mine and my sister's name on the deed because my mother had been getting a lot of worker bee guys and they hand her a lot of papers and she's signing what she needs to sign. But down here in Atlanta, what happened for a little while is people were slipping another piece of paper in called a quick claim deed. And if you sign that, I don't care what age you are, you've given your property over. The quick claim deed is just automatically transferring the property and they just have to take it down to the courthouse and get it transferred. So that's another thing to look out for when you're signing papers. Make sure you know what you're signing, those kinds of things.
So you come at it from the real estate point of view, the home ownership point of view. Who are, or what are some of the other subject areas that are addressed in the book?
Oh, in this book, not just what I do, but there's, the attorneys are talking about how to be safe, the will, the wills, the trust, and home care people talking about how to come into a home, what they can do. You've got people that deal in, and I've had to do this with probate with one client, or two, a couple of clients, especially because they don't realize the way that the deeds were written up until the early 90s were written tenants in common instead of joint tenant with right of survivorship. And they lost their spouse. They've owned the house for years. Okay. They didn't realize when they finally decided to sell that house and move somewhere else that they actually had to probate that property because it was in two names and it was tenants in common. So those are the kinds of things that are discussed in there. Also, how to talk about, one person explains how you take the keys away when that happens. The driving incidents is if you're starting to have accidents and things like that.
So how do you do that?
It's a difficult conversation.
Right.
And it has to be your family or your support group sitting down with you saying that I think it's time and showing the pros and cons. And as long as you have an alternative that you can still get places, like in Atlanta, there's a service that's called NeighborForce. And it's not, they're not home care that they're going to come in and do hands-on anything for you like that. But they'll drive you. If you need to go to the nail salon, they'll take you there. If you need to go to the church or the synagogue, they'll drive you if you don't have a driver to the grocery store. So those are like the good things that we have. In Alpharetta, what really is cool about the city of Alpharetta, and Milton has this too, is there's a what's called a My Watch program from the firemen. And Milton has what's called, I think, Milton Cares. But they go into people's homes and they will... The fireman asked me a lot of questions and to see how you can help. But we've pointed the one fireman, he had 115 phone calls, which means when they get those phone calls, they send a truck to that house 115 times, which has six people on it.
Yeah.
Six firemen. And by the time they got involved with me and my group and pointing them to like FODAC, which is Friends of Disabled Adults and Children, they got them a lift for this gentleman. We got them home care. We got them somebody to clean their house. And they got Meals on Wheels, which is right here in Alpharetta. The, to do that kind of service, the calls went down to 15.
Ah.
Okay, from 115.
Right.
And it's just an, a nice feature that we all have up in this area. And it was modeled after what happens in Grady Hospital.
Yeah.
Grady Hospital's fire department has that.
Yeah, cool. So you mentioned some ideas about house staging, staging a home for sale. So in that circumstance, a lot of seniors that have aged in place aren't exactly prioritizing updating the interior, right? So you've got kitchens that are maybe 30 years old or what have you that aren't as attractive to today's buyers as they were 30 years ago, obviously. So what do you do in those circumstances? particularly with seniors that really don't want to put a lot of money to the home, right?
Right.
I'm sure you run into that a lot.
Oh, yeah. But I have a really good contractor that in the one house in Suwannee, we put $50,000 into the home. And it looked like a brand new home when they were done. And it sold for $200,000 more than it was worth before we put the $50,000.
Wow.
And the one in Peachtree Corners, we did the same kind of deal. It came to $175,000 to $200,000 more than it was worth with only about $36,000. So I have really good contractors that can come in and say, we're looking at doing the flooring, the painting, and those kinds of things. Sometimes it is a whole kitchen remodel, but a lot of times it's just putting things back up to a certain standard.
Yeah. And it's all about return on investment and value,
right.
Really. You're creating more value.
More value.
Yeah.
And you get more value like the kitchen remodels, the bathroom remodels. Those are the best things. And really, if you're walking into a house and it's freshly painted, it feels clean. It feels fresh to you because it's hard to go in. I've had clients that will walk into a beautiful home, but every room is painted a different color. And sometimes people can't erase that in their head. So when you put a fresh neutral palette, everybody, it's easier to sell it and it's easier to buy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, particularly for someone that's trying to build their assets or preserve their assets, really, mm-hmm. is where the mindset of most people. And what you're doing for the seniors is you're really helping them build a little more asset value that they can withdraw on over time, mm-hmm. or what have you, right? That's the whole name of the game.
Oh, yeah. Because I have people that want to, the investors will, they're going to want to get it for cheaper because they want to put a lot of money into it and make the money themselves. But couple contractors that I have that have helped them, it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. And they know they're on a budget, so they try to do it as cost effective as they can.
Yeah. Terrific. So let's talk about, again, staying on this theme of marketing a property. You've got three P's for marketing a property. What are those three P's?
The price, the product, and the promotion. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to price it to be the top ever. Unless it is the top. And if you put it in the right condition, like update it, or the biggest thing is if it's clean. I've had people, I do both buyers and sellers, and I have one woman that we walked into a house and she stepped one foot into it and said, no, we're not going any further because it just wasn't clean. It was not my listing. And she just said, no. So that's the big thing. And mm-hmm. that's really why when the fresh paint, possibly new carpeting, if it hasn't been changed in 20 years, carpeting is relatively inexpensive when you're looking at the value you're going to get.
Yeah.
And the price increase you're going to get by that fresh look.
Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about the area you serve, first of all. Atlanta's a big subject. Any particular areas of town that you focus in on besides North Fulton?
Basically, I like to stay up here, like mm-hmm. Alpharetta, Johns mm-hmm. Creek, Roswell, Milton. I go to Cumming and Suwannee and Duluth. I have gone as far because I helped a client in Cumming, and I helped them sell a house in Milledgeville. And my husband said, you're going to Milledgeville? Where in God's earth is Milledgeville? And I said, I love these people.
The first capital of Georgia, right?
Yes. I said, it's down below Macon.
Yeah.
So we made a day of it. We had all the photos done. We did everything. And I made friends with an agent down there, and she mm-hmm. did all the buyers. Mm-hmm. I did all the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the house sold, and I think it was under 2 weeks. It mm-hmm. was, and it was set up for a horse. The agent that had it before was not letting people in. She was trying to make everything appointment only, and it was vacant. I don't really understand why she was doing that, but we got it done and went to lunch with nice people. But that's when I get the extreme areas is basically because a client up here
sure.
had another one. My own child, my one child is up in Cartersville because that's what she could afford mm-hmm. for a very nice townhome.
Right.
She got a really beautiful townhome with a 2-car garage and the $400 HOA cuts their grass and the shrubs, trips the shrubs.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Whatever a young couple wants to do on Saturday is go cut the shrubs and the grass.
That's it.
So mostly in the North Fulton area is where you generally stick around. So what are we've talked about supply, and so that's a given, that issue. But any other particular issues that you think either buyers or sellers need to pay attention to in the North Fulton real estate market?
The prices don't seem to be going down. Okay, they just don't. Just because we were, over time, Georgia had not had the boom like California, New York, all that stuff. And so now they've elevated themselves, and it does not appear that it's going down at all. So the best time to buy is right now, because maybe 6 months from now it might be a higher price. But you need to talk to a good lender. Like, we're standing in a bank, in Renaissance Bank. You need to talk to somebody before you go out and look at a house. Know what you can afford comfortably. You shouldn't be having to, hot dogs and baked beans for the rest of your life, or macaroni and cheese because that's all you can afford. You know what I mean? You want to be able to enjoy your life.
Right.
So you need to have a budget and understand the budget, and then go out and we find something in the area that fits your budget and still fits your needs. That if you have a dog that needs a fenced backyard, whether it's coming with a fenced backyard or they'll allow you to put one in, or maybe you have RVs and we can't be in a subdivision if you have a bunch of RVs that you need to park on your property. So we go to look for something that's maybe out a little further but doesn't have an HOA. And there's a lot of properties around here right now that are they're knocking down the older homes and building another home on top of on that property, because it is cheaper to knock it down and start over than try to rebuild over.
Right. The land has appreciated so much that you're almost crazy not to do that. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are moving they're wanting to be like down in the center of Alpharetta. So they're knocking down the older houses. The same happened in Roswell. Mm-hmm. They want to be where they can walk, like in Roswell to Canton Street. Mm-hmm. In Alpharetta, they want to be able to walk down to the restaurants or be able to go and live in Avalon and walk around and have fun.
Sure. Sure. No, absolutely. Pam, I think it would be great if you could tell a success story, one that helps illustrate the great work you do, that maybe it doesn't involve a trip to Milledgeville. That's quite a haul. But just one that another story that illustrates your great work.
I'll tell you a story about Stanley. I really love Stanley. I got a referral from a senior living community because this gentleman was going to move there. But he had talked to someone that he didn't understand the contract and what they were telling him they were going to do. And there was $10,000 in the contract that they wouldn't explain to him of what that was for. So she told him, she says, well, talk to Pam. She's really honest. So we went over there and I sat down and they told him the move was free, but that was probably the $10,000 that they weren't explaining. I couldn't quite figure it out, but we got his house put on the market, and he had to have his house probated. So in the middle of the process of the attorney that we referred him to get it probated, that attorney had a death in the family and had to leave town. The only one that could go down and pick up this paper so we could close on the house when we finally got all that done was either Stanley or the attorney. And so I drove the 82-year-old downtown to Fulton County, and we walked all around the building. And every time someone gave me a hard time, I called Glenn, the attorney, up, and he talked to them, and they said okay, and they made Stanley sign something and did stamp something and send us to the next place. So for $12, we got it all done. But his house, he was keeping it immaculate, exactly as his wife had it. Mm-hmm. And she collected clowns. She knew a famous clown. Everybody sent her clowns. There were like 400 clowns in this house.
Wow.
Yes. And every time you opened a drawer, we found more. But he couldn't find the will for us to probate it to begin with. And he said, do you help everybody like this? And I says, well, maybe I don't sit in everybody's kitchen. But we sat there and we were just opening things. We found the will in the kitchen. So that he could get it probated and stuff. And he was just, he was so happy, and it got done, and it got, we got a good price for it. So,
Wow. Great story. Pam Santoro, realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Georgia Properties. Pam, I think the most important question at this point is where folks can find you.
Oh, I am at www.pamsantoro.com, which will direct you to the Berkshire Hathaway website.
Okay.
Or you can call me at 678-656-6627. And I'm here for you. I'm, my tagline is no one sells a home like a mom.
Yeah.
Because I really try to treat everybody like family.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many people at my house at Thanksgiving when I'm the only one they know in town.
And in a few cases, depending on the age, like a daughter, because it sounds like Stanley was,
he was
more on the other side.
He was on
right?
the other side. He was on the other side, but he was so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Pam Santoro with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Georgia Properties. Pam, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, just a couple of quick things before we wrap up here. I've got a book out. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. If you're a professional services provider and you've got issues around your confidence, expressing or determining your value and setting your prices, this book may be for you. Go to thegenerositymindset.com to learn more and learn where to find the book, which is actually pretty much anywhere, all the physical and online retailers. Also, I just want to thank you, our listener. We're coming up on our 8th anniversary here of this studio, North Fulton, the North Fulton studio of Business Radio X. And we've passed show number 750 for North Fulton Business Radio. And we're excited about that. And we're excited about that because of your support. Because you've supported us all these years, and we're grateful for that. So continue, please, to do what you've always done. Share the show. If you find somebody that you think is a good fit for the services of one of our guests, please continue to do that. Or like us on social media. You've done all those things, and we're grateful for that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. So for my guest, Pam Santoro, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.